not a drill. I'm back, and there are sirens going off in the background the moment I start this, so it's meant to be, and we're not going to restart this. Hi everyone, welcome to Oh My Lanta. It's been, I think I took off 2 weeks. I say took off. I've just been so busy, y'all. Like, it's crazy. I have really been focusing on my independence and, like, making myself go do things with, like, friends and stuff instead of being a hermit inside. And I think, honestly, it's really made me value, like, my me time again. Because I used to be so, like, hyper independent. And I don't remember if I've talked about this or not. I won't go too into it because I don't remember. But, like, I all of a sudden became, like, really comfortable with being, like, dependent on others and stuff, which, like, is okay to an extent, but I just kind of lost myself. And maybe it's the anxiety medication talking, but I feel great. This, like, I'm not overthinking. My anxiety isn't through the roof. Seasonal depression still has its opportunity to come in, but I feel like I'm doing things to counteract that, at least, like, with my mindset and stuff. And it's just really good. And I feel very, like, easy breezy, beautiful cover girl. But everyone, this is the 7th episode. Now, here's the thing, though. I have to make it past this episode, which I will. I've just been so busy. And lacking motivation. Because I've been so busy, and so when I get home, I'm tired, and honestly, I just want to mentally veg out and watch TikTok or watch a Netflix show, and yeah, but this is episode 7, so whatever that statistic is that says most podcasts don't make it past 7 episodes, I'm right there, y'all, I'm pushing it, let's see, Okay. Big news. I finished Gilmore Girls and I watched the Gilmore Girls, like, A Year in the Life or whatever. It's the, four episode, like, reunion that Netflix did, I believe in 2016. Yeah, it was 2016. And that was really good. It was so sweet because, like, each episode was basically a movie because they were, like, an hour and a half to, like, an hour, like, 45, but each episode was a season, like, of the year, so, like, winter, spring, summer, fall, and it was just so sweet, and it gives you the ending that you want, minus an opinion I have on the very last line of the entire show, and if you know, you know. I don't know how I feel about it, and that's all I'm gonna say about that. Also, there are people outside, like, making a lot of noise at the dumpsters with the building next to me. So if you hear stuff in the background, it's just ignore it and listen to me talk about stupid stuff. But yeah, so I don't remember if I've talked about this, but I'm going to say it anyways because I'm thinking about it right now. I hyperfixate on a show. And when I decide I'm watching a show, I really have to watch the whole thing. I cannot watch other shows while I'm doing that. I don't know. Like, I just have to, like, lock in, and it's all I can watch. It's all I consume when, like, obviously I'm not doing things. So when I finished Gilmore Girls, I was like, oh, what show am I going to watch? Because I've had several people talk about other shows and stuff. And you know what? I think I just told a lie because I'm also watching The Penguin and Agatha All Along. But, like, I'm only watching an episode a week, so it's not like I'm binge-watching that also. But I then binge-watched, was that literally this week? This week went by so fast. I'm recording this on a Thursday, so this is going to come out on Monday, per usual. Well, not for the past 2 weeks, I guess. But I binge-watched The Perfect Couple, which that was good. I hated Nicole Kidman's wig. Literally the worst thing I've ever seen. The, like, fakest blonde color ever. And as someone who has done, like, hair and makeup for theater and for stuff like that. It's just awful. You're telling me that entire budget, they had enough budget and stuff to get Meghan Trainor to do a song for the show, that they couldn't get Nicole Kidman, Miss AMC herself, a better wig. You're telling me her own hair won't even work and like put extensions in? I don't know. It just was not good and I disliked it so much. Oh my goodness. So much noise. This is wonderful. This is raw. This is Chicago living. Wow, this is really crazy. But oh my gosh. But like the show was really good. I really loved, is it Dakota or Elle? I think it's Elle. Elle Fanning? Or is it Dakota? I don't know. I can't tell them apart in name wise. I mean, I know her sister was Sleeping Beauty in the Maleficent movies. But this is the one that was in Cat in the Hat with Mike Myers, right? I think so. Michael Myers? Is that the killer? Whenever I say... get their names mixed up in my head. Anyways. Well, whichever sister was in The Perfect Couple was also in Uptown Girls, and I love that movie. But great show. It was a really nice plot, and I like it because, like, it's a murder mystery. But, like, I feel like this one actually kept me guessing the whole time. And it's a really, like, relatively quick watch, too, which is kind of nice. There's only, like, 6 episodes. And then I binge-watched Nobody Wants This, and oh my gosh. I don't care if you're male, female, they, them, like, whatever. You need to watch Nobody Wants This. It's so good. Like, it had me, like, giggling and kicking my feet the entire 10 episodes. And they're quick episodes. I think, like, the longest one might be 35 minutes, but usually they were, like, 21, something like that. So, like, also a quick watch. And it was just so nice and lighthearted. And I don't know if we're going to get a second season. I don't know what they could really... I mean, I'm sure they could find more things to do with it. But, like, it was just really good. And I loved it. And it's with, what's her name? Okay, well, now I have to look it up because this is gonna annoy me. Nobody. Oh, wait, I just remembered it. Kristen Bell. She's great. The guy that's in it that plays, like, the love interest, he was in the movie Ready or Not. I think he played The Groom, which that's a really good movie if you haven't seen that. But yeah, Nobody Wants This is just... I love soundtracks in TV shows right now because, I don't know, they're using more, like, pop culture ones, but not, like, in the cheesy way. Like, I don't know. There's just moments where I'm like, yes, this song, what is it, Close to You by Gracie Abrams, right? Let's see. I literally was just listening to her earlier today. Yeah, Gracie Abrams, which is J.J. Abrams' daughter, for those of you that don't know, Close to You. When it started playing that song in the show, I was just, oh my gosh. If you could just imagine me, like, rolling on the floor, like, squealing from stupid girlish excitement, that's what, like, was happening in my brain. it's really good. There's the show Emily in Paris on Netflix also. And it's a fun show. It's just kind of anymore. I'm not a huge fan of it, but I'm like, well, I've watched it this much each time, so I might as well keep watching it. Well, they did the Netflix typical two-parter of the seasons. And when I watched the first part, I like binge watched it. But then I started watching Gilmore Girls, so I held off on the second part. So I also watched the second part, and it was good, and they've kind of hooked me back in again, and if you haven't watched that show, it's also fun and an easy little watch. All of these shows have the same kind of vibes,
I would say.
But another one that fits this vibe of it or whatever is Dash and Lily. And Dash and Lily, like, nobody talks about Dash and Lily. It is this show about these two kids. I say kids. I think they're, like, college age. I can't remember now. But it's a Christmas show. And it's literally, I think it's 10 episodes. And basically they, like, start almost like a relationship through a notebook. And they, like, play tag of, like, oh, find the notebook, respond to my questions, and then you go and get the notebook and then respond to mine. And they, like, communicate through it until they, like, decide to meet. Will they meet? And it's just really good, and it's so cute. And, yeah, I highly recommend Dash and Lily for some good, like, wintry, coziness and just cute and, like, not Hallmark cheesy, but just... I don't know. It's one of those shows that just emanate. No, guys, here's my stuff with my words again. I'm not the brightest star, but I'm not the dullest. I don't know if that's even a saying, but it is now because I said it. Okay, just go watch Dash and Lily. And then, guys, I've been watching so much. I've been watching so much, and I don't understand where I'm finding the time to do it, but I just always have my TV on in the background. Like, I always do. I just like to have sound. I like to have things playing, and it's fun. And so it's like, I'm being productive during it all. Let me clarify. Like, I'm being productive. But also, today, Outer Banks Season 4, Part 1. I'm really tired of these Part 1s, Part 2s. Like, just give me... at least 15 episodes. I'm I can't take 10 episodes anymore. 10 episodes of a 45-minute show. Grey's Anatomy is cranking out, like, 24 episodes of 45-minute shows a season, and they're on, like, season 17 or something. Anyways, let me take a breather on that little soapbox. But Outer Banks Season 4, which I believe this is the last season they're doing. I could be wrong, but I'm pretty sure that it's ending. It's kind of run its course, It's time for it to end. But it's good so far. The last season I wasn't crazy about. But I watched all 5 episodes literally today. I started it when I was getting ready for work in the morning. And now, since I've been home from work, I have watched the other 4 episodes. So I will be waiting until November 7th till Part 2 is released. But that's also good too. Honestly, like, there's a lot of good shows out right now. I'm interested in watching the Mendez brothers. I believe that's it. The one on Netflix. But I've heard so many people talk about how, like, they took so many, like, artistic liberties with the storytelling. And I'm like, and people are, like, upset that it's not true to their story or something. So I probably won't watch it. And also I'm just in kind of like the light and fluffy mood of, like, oh, this little love story, and this couple ends up together and happy, and all this stupid, mindless stuff. I could totally just, like, watch a bunch of Hallmark movies and probably be very content. You know, Hallmark should make Halloween ones. Do they? They should if they don't. Oh, that's what I'm excited for. The like, Chiefs Hallmark movie. Have you guys, like, seen about this? If you haven't, you should look it up or, like, look into it more than what I'm going to say, because I don't think I have much more to say. But it's, like, officially, like, the Chiefs. So I think it's... I don't know if it's supposed to be, like, Taylor Swift and Travis Kelce. But, like, it's inspired by that. I'm pretty positive. But I don't know if she's, like, a pop star, you know? But I'm excited about that. I want to watch that. Like, I love a good Hallmark movie. I love the one where there's, like, a bunch of clocks. And if you watch Hallmark Christmas movies, you know the one I'm talking about. There's this one, and there's just a bunch of clocks, and it's so good. And then there's this one that's, like, the 9 Lives, or maybe that's the same one, like, 9 Lives of Christmas, I don't know. But then there's also this firefighter one, which I'm sure there's actually probably multiple, but I just see the generic white man's face in my head right now, and I'm like, that is a good Hallmark movie. Oh man, those are classics. Also, like, Lifetime movies. Oh, I love a good crappy Lifetime movie. When I was, I think I was like, I don't know, high school, like probably senior year or something, I became obsessed. There's this series of Lifetime movies called Stalked by My Doctor. And, what's the actor's name? Because I think he's on Dancing with the Stars right now. Or I think he, newsflash, I think he just got, or what is that? Spoiler alert, I think he just got voted off. Wait, Stalked. This is important. By My Doctor. I think it is. I think this is him, because I saw him. Yeah, Eric Roberts. Is he on Dancing with the Stars? I could be totally wrong. Eric Roberts. Dancing. Is he? Yeah. Eric Roberts is on Dancing with the Stars right now. And I remember when I saw a video the other day, I was like, oh, that's Stalked by My Doctor. Anyways, I would go on YouTube and I would watch these movies, and there's like four of them, and each time he's stalking the people, and I don't even think they're the same like victims each time, but it's just so fascinating because you'll like think he'll get caught, but then the next movie he's like in the Bahamas just chilling on the beach. But like, there is something so nice about the brain rot of a crappy Lifetime movie. Like, oh, it's so good. I also put the movie The Call kind of in that same category, and that's with Abigail Breslin and Halle Berry. Okay, wait, I don't know how I just pulled those names out of my head that fast. I'm very impressed with myself. I'm gonna pat myself on the back. But that movie's really good, but I put that one kind of in that category just because also the way that like the color grading is, it's just got those like kind of like dark blues and like, I don't know, it's just kind of looks a little gritty. But it's, I also think that movie's good. Crazy ending though. So warning on that. Where was I going with this? I guess this is what this podcast is for. It's just for me to tangent about random stuff that I'm thinking about. Movies, shows. Oh, so right now, so I've been watching Agatha All Along and The Penguin with my friend, and, they're so good. They're so good. The way that I have down, down, down the road, down the witch's road, constantly playing in the back of my head is ridiculous. It's just, it's insane. And I'm obsessed and I love it. And they're doing very well. I'm gonna have to pause this because the dump truck is coming to clean the dumpster. Hold. Okay. I think they're done now. That was a little chaotic. Anyways, it's crazy at how loud it gets. Like, it sounds like my whole building is shaking just because I'm only four stories up, and they pull the garbage truck in and unload the cans or whatever, the bins, the things. The dumpsters, that is the word I was looking for. And they unload them and it's really loud. Anyways, The Witch's Road. I am loving it. I'm eating up this show. I love the different time periods we're getting, the different witch references, like Hansel and Gretel, kinda. And if you haven't watched it, watch it. I won't spoil anything else. I haven't even really spoiled anything, so just watch it. It's really good. I'm behind an episode I need to watch this week still. But I also mentioned The Penguin. So here's the thing. So this is in the same universe as, Robert Pattinson's Batman, and it is freaking incredible. I have a small list of shows that I think, like, show insane acting. And this show is impeccable. The writing is great. A couple of the characters I'm a little like meh about, but it's so good. Like, it's so crazy because, like, in the cartoons and like the movies and stuff, for like the moments that we did get the Penguin for Batman, he is always very like, looks like a penguin. It sounds kind of stupid, but like, it's very like dramatic kind of version of him. So it's so neat. And like, I feel like I like, my eyes get super wide and I could almost drool from how cool it is to see, like, if we were to have like the Penguin in real life, it's just like this gangster guy and just his walk. Oh my gosh. His walk is perfect. It's perfect. It's those little things. It's like, yeah, that's the Penguin. That's him in real life. That would be that. I would believe that. That you're telling me that's not the Penguin? You're telling me this is a made up character? Because I totally believe that this is someone that they just are like, have like a GoPro and they're following him around doing his little gangster stuff. It's so good. If you have not watched it, please go watch it. You don't need to really watch anything else in order to watch it. It's on Max and it's so good. I just, oh my gosh. I'm happy that we're getting shows like this that have like this quality to them, because I feel like in general everything was just kind of lacking or just getting to like this weird, like, we're gonna be trendy and funny and silly script writing, and it just is boring and possibly written by AI and just bad. And these few shows give me hope, give me a twinge, a glimmer of hope. But oh my gosh, The Penguin, like 10, 11 out of 10. But here's a couple other shows that I have on my list of like, this is top tier. So The Chosen, if you haven't watched it, it's a Christian-based show and it's about like the telling of Jesus, and it's beautiful. Now I'm a season behind. I have to be in the right like mental headspace to like really soak it in, because I mean, I feel like it's a form of worship or just like, I don't know, faith, or I don't know the word I'm looking for, but like when watching it, like I'm not watching it just like it's any other TV show to pass the time. Like, no, I'm soaking this up. Like, yeah, it's a TV show, but I've literally said to my parents, like, this show feels like if someone were to say on the news, like, oh, we found Super 8 footage of the time when Jesus of Nazareth was roaming the earth and stuff like that, and we're gonna show everyone, and they show us the Chosen, I'd believe them. Like, it's just so genuine, and the acting is beautiful. Like, there's no one in the show that I'm like, that's an actor. Like, no, these people are their characters, are their people. And it's, I don't know, guys, it's worth your time. Like, genuinely, if you're a believer or you have a hint of faith or anything, like, it's just so good. And the thing is too, it's like throughout my life, I haven't been really like scripture based. My faith comes through like worship and stuff like that. And that's where I really find like my connection to my faith. So, like, it's always been kind of hard for me, and this is no hit at my parents or anything, but I can't, like, reference scripture off the top of my head. I recognize stories and stuff like that, but it's just, I'm not that type of, like, learner or things like that, but it's always worship, and any worship song could bring me to my knees sobbing, and that's where, like, I find my faith. So, I just think it's really neat to now have another kind of platform that's so well done and like handled so carefully and tenderly, and making sure that it's done respectfully, and it's beautiful. So that is a great example of the acting these days. Another one, this is a far hard right turn, or hard left, whichever way. The Bear is incredible. It's so good. Now, there's some moments that I'm like, okay, this is really bothering me. But especially this newest season, it's so intense and so much. But like someone that's like struggled with anxiety for a long time, like the moments where it's so overpowering in the kitchen or like things that Carmi's doing, like that is what someone's head sounds like when they have like anxiety or they're overthinking. And it's just, it's an incredible depiction of it.
And I think it's really handled, like, with care, but also chaos, because it's not a moment of peace and stuff like that. Like, it's chaos going on in your head. And I love it so much. I love how they show it. And just the acting too is, it's great. They're awesome. And then this show holds a very near and dear place in my heart. I don't know what made me kind of connect with it, but I at least probably watch it once a year, which now that I'm thinking about it, I'm like, oh, I might rewatch it. I've probably watched it at least 10 times, like, no joke. It's a limited series on Netflix, and it's based off of this woman's book, which is based off of her life, but it's called Made, and it's about this young mom, and she's in an abusive relationship, and she leaves that relationship, and her mom, I believe, has schizophrenia. I'm pretty sure. Or at least she, like, acts like that. Which is crazy because it's actual mother and daughter. Here, wait. Let me cast. So it's Margaret Qualley and Andy McDowell. I feel like I'm saying their names wrong. But they're actual mother and daughter. But I love that show so much, and I think the acting in it is beautiful, and genuinely, I have never, those sirens are so loud, but I hope those people are okay. I genuinely have never, I think I possibly like the show because I feel seen, because there's a scene in the show where they show a moment, Alex, the main character, she's going through a really bad depression, and it shows, like, this isn't a spoiler or anything, but it shows, like, the couch almost basically, like, consuming her. And she's almost, like, she's looking out of her eyes, but it looks like it's, like, pulled back in her head. I don't know if that makes sense, but, like, it's not like she's looking out her eyes. It's kind of like, let's say you have, like, a Halloween mask on, and you know how you can see, like, the dark around everything, around your eyes, but you can still see out, but if you look to the side, then some of your, like, your view goes away or stuff like that. It's kind of like that. But just, like, the scene of her sinking and, like, the couch basically consuming her felt so, like, therapeutic to see that, because that is, like, what depression feels like, or at least what it's felt like for me. And I just, I love that show so much. I love the acting, and it's just, it's a beautiful show. That's one where I'm like, I like to have certain, like, media on DVD, and that's one show that I would love to have a DVD copy of, but, like, it's a Netflix original limited series, so I won't, but, it's just beautiful, and their story is beautiful, and the actual writer and woman that this happened to is just, like, an incredible person. I follow her on TikTok, and, yeah, so if you haven't watched that, and, trigger warning for, abuse, but it's a beautiful show, with wonderful acting. Like, I guess that's what my whole topic was, is the acting, but of all the shows that I've said, the acting is just insane, and I feel like a lot of actors get by these days doing, like, not fully committing, and it still somehow is like, yeah, that was good, but these in particular are, like, through the roof. I love it, and, oh, man, I love TV. I love sitting and watching TV, and, it's just, yeah, it's so, like, it's such a special moment when you find a TV show where you, like, instantly click, and you're like, oh, this is my new show, this is so good, and it's just so fun, and I love having those moments, and then I'm like, oh, this is gonna be one of my new favorites, which I do feel like it happens rarely, but, like, it definitely just happened with Nobody Wants This. Like, I almost want to start watching it again, because it was that quick of a watch, which, like, maybe it wouldn't be like that for everyone, but it was, like, 3.5 hours, if you do the math, like, 10 episodes. Probably even less, because there were ones that were 20 minutes, like 21 minutes. So that's basically 3 episodes an hour. So 3, 6, 9. Yeah, like 3.5 hours probably. For me, that's nothing. That's light work. But yeah, I love TV. But speaking of TV, well, this isn't TV, but this is media. I am so excited about Wicked. The Wicked movie, Wicked Part 1, coming out November 22nd. Like, you guys have no idea how much this musical means to me. It was my first stage production, like, full stage production that I saw. I think I was five, and we went to Chicago to see it, and I just, to quote the musical, I had been changed for good, because the moment that orchestra started playing, oh my gosh, that's when the theater bug hit me. Like, I love that musical so much, and it's so funny too at how it's almost like mainstream to have that be your favorite, but that it'll always be my favorite. I love the music. It's so beautiful. And just like the overall like arching theme of friendship through it. Cause not a lot of people or like newbies to Wicked think that Glinda's just like her little bubbly, like, we're so fun and I'm popular and da 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 da. But like, she's kind of a brat, and Elfie brings her down. Like, Elphaba brings her down to earth, and they just their friendship is like the truest thing. And oh, I just love it so much. And I love Cynthia Erivo, and I love Ariana Grande, and just the way that they both like exude gratitude for these roles and for this opportunity to do this movie. It's just, I feel like that's icing on top of the cake. Like, it makes it that much more of a special and beautiful project to get to witness. And oh my gosh, they're just coming out with new promos all the time. And at some point I am like, you guys gotta stop, because I can only keep myself from watching them for so long. Cause each time I see a new one of like Fiero or, well, no one, Bach, but I don't even say it about Bach. that's Ethan Slater in this. I'm like, I want to watch them so bad, but I have to stop myself. But something that's actually wild about this movie is there's so much merchandise, and I want so much of it. I really, 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 really want the Glinda Stanley 40-ounce tumbler. Now, do I need it? Heck no, I don't. But I did just get rid of my hot pink one because I didn't wash it right, and so it got a little funky. But this one I would take really good care of because it's Glinda, and it's got tiny little butterflies on it, and butterflies are like my good omen. And it's pink and sparkly and pretty, and like, ugh, I love it. Now they also have the elf, which is so funny because like my two personalities are like it's not sage green. There's a name for the green that I like. It starts with an X, but there's like green. And then there's me, who's fully embraced like the pink part of my life too. So it's so funny because it's like my two personalities clashing and combining, because they also have the Elphaba tumbler, but it's just kind of like not it. I don't know. I'm not too much of a fan of how it looks, but I want the Glinda tumbler so bad. I think it comes out on the 13th. So yesterday at Target, and I have a gift card. So basically with girl math, it would only be like still $30, but I don't know. Hey, I don't have any tumblers right now. And I did accidentally just crack the straw in my water bottle. Now, granted, my water bottle still works, but the eventual day that the crack gets worse, maybe it needs to come home with me, but I have to be able to find it first. So this is an illness or mental, what, a sickness, whatever. This is something that I got from my father, is the rationalizing of things. Because if like a toy is on sale or collectible is on sale, we can rationalize it. We can be like, well, you're saving that much, so then if you're saving that much and it brings down it by that price, then you might as well get three, because then that's like, you're basically paying the price of one full one. So then why wouldn't you just do that? Because then you can get three for the price of one. And we're so good at rationalizing it. And we still don't need the stuff. But we make it to where it sounds like we do. And then we get it. And I blame my dad for that. But also I'm thankful because I just get to get stuff that I like more often. And it's fun. So, like, why not? Oh, so this is a really weird segue, but speaking of like stores and stuff like that, actually, let me look at my list and make sure. Yeah, I guess this is all I really have left. So speaking of like stores and merchandise and stuff, which I wasn't talking about for too long, but we're going to keep talking about it. So I wanted to kind of talk about like retail horror stories, which I don't have too many, but I have two in particular that I think are just so funny. And then one that's like just kind of wild, that I just have to talk about. So like if you're squeamish at all, be hesitant, but like, I can't tell you about what, because then it's going to spoil my punchline and I will not be doing that. So at my first job, I'm not going to say where. But it was just, like, this, like, nice store, and it had a boutique in it. And so I would typically work in the boutique. And so this store, like, gets, like, a lot of, like, elderly people to come, and which is fine. Like, it's so fun, and I knew so many of the names of the customers and stuff, and it was always, like, a really fun environment. It was a, like, perfect first job and stuff like that. But it was so funny because one day at work, I remember this older gentleman was walking through, and like the boutique isn't that big. Like you could stand from one point and see basically the entire thing and like where people, like the vicinity of like where they were. And so one day this older gentleman walks in, and I think he was looking for his wife, but then he just like looked around, which is adorable. But he's just doing his thing. And then he just, I can't remember if he like quickly walked out or he just walked out. I don't know. It was just a little bizarre. And so I went back to go see, I just went back there. I don't know, intuition. And there was a full turd sitting on the ground. This sweet old man crapped his pants and it fell out his pant leg. And it's mortifying. You'll never know the experience of finding human feces on the ground until you experience it. Like, it's so foul. And you know, like, he's old, so he probably really couldn't control it. But like, it was insane. And so someone obviously like came and got it and stuff, but like, just like experiencing that, it shocks you. And you get really grossed out, but then you just want to cry laughing at the same time. But then you also feel bad. It's a very confusing time. Another story. Oh, this one's so bad. So this was closing shift. And like, when you close and stuff like that, you have to sweep and just do like all these like basic tidying up before you leave. And so I remember, like, the boutique, the bathroom wasn't too far from the boutique. And I just remember I was like, something is smelling funky in here. And, like, there was nobody in the store, I'm pretty sure. Like, we were really close to closing. So I'm just making my rounds. And I had to go to the bathroom, so I went to the bathroom. And it was rank. It was so bad. Like, I just remember, like, it's like the point to where, and I'm sure all of us have had this at some point, to where, like, you start to gag from how bad it smells. And it's like your nose is in your shirt and that's not helping at all. It's as if you have a piece of tissue in front of your nose. Well, I opened one of the stalls. And I am telling you, It was like someone, I don't, I like, someone took a hose and put their thumb over the nozzle and sprayed that sucker everywhere. On the back wall, on the side of the, on the stalls, what? On the stall wall, that was hard to say. On the stall wall on the left, and on the stall wall on the right, and all over the toilet. It was mortifying. It was horrible. It was so gross. And like, and you know, you just have to feel bad because like, someone's got a spastic colon or like IBS or something, or it's just an elderly person that did not make it down all the way. But it, I still wish to this day that I took a photo, and I know that probably sounds gross, but like, I know for a fact I will never see anything like that in my life again. Like, it's just, there was, that was the most explosive possible thing they could have done to the bathroom. And having to tell my coworkers about it while being mortified. And then the poor lady, one of the ladies stayed back because she used to, I guess, work like cleaning and stuff because our cleaning woman had already left, I think. And she stayed back and cleaned it. And I'm just like, that is awful. And I worked janitorial for 2 years. I think I was working this job in my last year of this one, but I worked janitorial then for 2 years, and it's like, I never saw anything like that, and thank goodness, because like, I think I would have to burn my skin off if I had to clean something like that. I would have to take a bath in bleach, and then my eczema would be horrendous. So there's a picture for you, but so foul, so foul. And it's another one of those moments where you want to laugh, cry, and like, just, I don't know, ponder life. Be like, how did they leave the bathroom? Like, I don't know about y'all. Let's be real here. I've clogged a toilet before. It happens, you know? And like, it's awful when it happens in public. And it's just like, what do I do? Especially, oh my gosh, especially being a woman. And if it's like a really busy bathroom and there's a line and you know you just clogged that toilet and you're going to walk out, and the moment you walk out that stall, someone's going to try to come in. What, that, there is nothing worse. That's when you just sit in there and wait for the line to go down, because you can hear like when there's chatter and when there's not. And you just have to wait for the line to go down and just pray that like, by the time you go out to like wash your hands, that somebody else will too. So then the next person that comes in will have to pick one of the two, but they won't know it was you that came out, but the person washing their hands might. But I'm just ranting now, but this is a real experience, and I'm telling you, I am 100% sure I'm not the only one. And if I am, then I finally have an original experience. Oh my gosh. Retail is something else. And I worked retail for 8 years at like a bunch of different places, like CVS receipt paper length of a bunch of different places. But oh man, this was my one other one. I wasn't working retail, but this is wild. Like, working a retail job on Black Friday is insane. It's so crazy. And having to know, like, be aware of like all the deals and stuff. But one time when I was a kid, I think it was like one of the Call of Duty games were coming out or something like that. I'm just trying to think of like what's a game that a bunch of very testosterone men are excited about. And I'm pretty sure it was Call of Duty. But it was Black Friday and we were shopping for movies and like just a bunch of random stuff that, you know, we don't need, but we're going to buy anyways. and I remember I separated from my parents, which was okay. Like, I was allowed to do it. But, my parents were like, oh, go look at the movies and then meet us back here. So I was bobbing and weaving. That was my favorite. That's always my favorite term for Black Friday, is bobbing and weaving. Cause that's what you gotta do. That's what you gotta do. If someone's wearing heels, you take that person out, cause they could be going for the same item you're going for. It's a serious business, Black Friday. but But I remember I was walking past the games and these guys were so mad because the Call of Duty game that they wanted was locked up and there was no one there or anything. And like, I think maybe they had a display of it at one point, but then like that was like the leftovers in the case. And the guys kicked in the case and broke the glass. And everybody just like, it was like World War Z all of a sudden. Everybody just started grabbing the games. And I'm like, you need that game that bad? This is like Turbo Man from Jingle All the Way. And if you don't know that movie, you need to go watch it. It's Arnold Schwarzenegger. Very good. But that is like the Turbo Man was that Call of Duty game. People were willing to break glass, break the company Walmart property, and for a game. It's so crazy the lengths people will go to for something like that. I think that's all I got. This was a little janky of a start with all the background noise, so please bear with me, but I can only do so much. I closed all my windows. Oh, and that's the thing. This was my first time closing my windows in probably a week now, a week and a half maybe. And they've just been open the whole time, and it's great. My dad put up some curtains for me, some curtain like brackets, and I ordered rods and some curtains. Not sure how I feel about the curtains yet. They look cute, but not really my vibe, like the pattern on them. But we'll get there. But it's just been so nice, and it's been so difficult waking up in the morning because I am so comfortable. But it's been great weather. I had my parents and my grandma here last weekend, and it was amazing the entire time. Like, the weather was just perfect. Literally, like, the humidity was so low, I feel like, and it was so nice. And then the weekend before, I had my dad here, and we went to go see ELO, and that was awesome. It was very humid, but, like, the weather has just been incredible, and I'm very thankful for it. I love it so much. And I'm excited that I'm like getting to experience this weather for Chicago because I moved here October 21st. So almost a year that I've lived here. But I don't know why, but it just felt like it got cold and wasn't like fall anymore. Maybe I just wasn't, I think I was still getting to the groove of like my job and everything. So I wasn't like getting to enjoy it. And now I know where all my things are and where all stuff is, and I can just enjoy it, and I really am. I'm loving it, and it's getting time for me to renew my lease, and I know I'm going to. But it's just, it's so exciting and crazy, and just thankful for my friends and my people that I've met here, and yeah, it's a time of being thankful for Thanksgiving. But yeah, that's been life, and I'm definitely with this podcast. I know I've said it before, but like, I don't want to put too much pressure on myself because then I'm not going to do it, or I'm going to get like imposter syndrome and be like, this isn't going to be good, so I'm not going to release this. But I am going to get on a better schedule. We're definitely going to make episode 8 for sure. For sure-sies. Yeah. I also have just been really busy these past 2 weeks and haven't had enough like energy to sit down and talk with you guys, but I love you and thank you for listening, and I hope you all have a great week, and until next week, bye everyone. This has been Oh My Lanta.